Why?
Big guy.
See, all this fuss. Now, wasn't it nice of Mr. Carlson to go way out of his way this morning?
No, that's all right. I mean, tonight was my night to visit. I'm just getting out of the way early.
Now, I expect to see a clean plate.
Gee, Herb, you look great. They haven't found anything wrong with your heart, have they?
Nope.
Oh, no, that's super. That means you're going to be out of here and on your vacation in no time, huh?
Huh? See? You want me out of town.
Huh?
Explain this.
Account executive, top 10 AM station, faltering client list. Kind of sounds like us, doesn't it? Call the general manager, 555-957. That is us. Oh, my God. This is the mistake.
Every out-of-work salesman has seen this.
Yeah, but see, that's not supposed to read that way.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned ticker, and everyone thinks you're a goner.
Oh, Herb, that's not true. Look, I promise you, your job will be there as long as you want it.
You sure?
I swear.
Thank you very much for coming. We will call you. Next, Jennifer.
That would be you, Mr. Liskey.
Wish me luck, doll face. I need this job.
Cincinnati. Johnny. I'll give you $20 to get rid of these guys.
$20?
All right, 30.
But it's interesting you should mention money, Jennifer.
What's it worth to you?
$562.16. I got into a friendly little poker game.
Silly me. If I had lent you money, I would never be able to respect you again.
I could live with that.
I could.
Let's examine this word respect.
Jennifer, where's Travis?
Oh, he's in your office interviewing one of the applicants.
Fine.
AC, sweetheart, listen. Since you gave me that raise, I'm now making more money than I've ever made before, probably more than I deserve, and I was wondering in view of that if there was any chance at all that I might be able to get an advance on my salary of, say, $562.16.
None. And don't leave on my door, Fever.
Ah, Mr. Carlson. This sir is Howard Liskey. He has quite a sales background here.
I was born on commission.
Fine. We won't be needing you, Mr. Liskey.
I was kidding.
Thanks for answering the ad. We've changed our mind.
He's kidding?
I'm sorry, Mr. Liskey.
You're kidding.
We'll keep you in mind if we change our minds again.
Who's kidding who?
Well, that was tactful.
I don't want to talk about it, Andy. Sorry, I agreed to the ad. We can cover for Herb.
Need I remind you, this was your idea to begin with. I believe you said we have a business to run.
I was wrong.
I find myself in the very unusual position of telling you that you were not wrong about this, sir. No offense.
Excuse me, are you ready for the next gentleman?
Yes.
Fine. I'll just wait in here until you decide. Cheap cologne makes me nauseous.
Mr. Carlson, we need someone.
Hogwash.
Now, this morning, for an example, a concert promoter is flying in from Philadelphia to talk with Herb. Now, someone has to fill in for him and close this deal. There is only so much that I can do around here.
That ad of yours made it sound like we were looking for a permanent replacement.
We're not going to find anybody good on a temporary basis. What is wrong with hiring, as we talked about, a junior salesman?
I had to go to the hospital this morning. Herb called me. He saw that ad.
Oh, dear.
Well, did you explain the thinking behind this?
I didn't remember it.
That it was for Herb's own good. He has always wanted an assistant, and now he really does need one.
Don't cloud the issues, Travis. I promised Herb his job was safe.
What exactly does an account executive do? Well, it might be an interesting change for me for a couple of weeks. I could start out today with that concert promoter.
That's a little more complicated than all that, Jennifer.
Mr. Carlson could show me the ropes.
Carlson? You can't... Oh.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You call that music?
Hey, Les, buddy. Good to see you.
Why?
Well, because you're a fascinating fellow with your own slant.
Go on.
Well, Les, how many years have we been working together here, and we never just take the time to shoot the bull?
What bull? Talk, chat, converse.
You know.
Oh, rap.
Why don't you sit down here, Les? You go first, okay? Make yourself comfortable. You want some coffee?
Oh, thank
it's
you,
yours.
Johnny.
So how's it going?
Well, last night I was feeling completely alone in the cosmos.
Oh.
An insignificant speck in the sandbox of time. Which is unusual for me, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I'm generally a pretty up fellow.
I'll say.
But sometimes this job gets to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remembered what Mother Nestman said to do when frustrated. And so I beat my rugs. Every night this week, I've beaten my rugs. They're very clean.
Fascinating, Les.
Yes.
Particularly because I've been frustrated, too. See, I got in this little poker game.
I'm not going to lend you any money, Johnny.
Les, what makes you think I'm going to ask you for more money? Les!
Try to understand, Andy. Mr. Carlson really cares about Herb.
We all do. Honest. But sometimes you have to think of practical things like financial survival.
Good point.
Oh, Johnny, a man named Guido Scalise called with this message. He got frustrated when you didn't call him about the IOU, so he's sending a man to meet you at your home at noon.
Are you ready to go as sales trainee?
Ready.
This concert promoter could have a lot of business for us, you know. Don't blow it.
Don't blow it. Won't blow it. Attitude's very important, John.
I see. Andy, aren't you going to wish us luck?
Huh? Yeah, good luck. You'll need it.
Jennifer, Snoozman's in the business of creating needs. Now, your job is to make your client believe that he's got to have what you're selling, no matter what the price. It's kind of like...
Dating.
Yeah, that works. Excuse me.
Huh?
We're looking for a Pat Perillo, a concert promoter from...
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Are you officers of the court?
Why don't we move along?
No, we're from WKRP. I'm...
KRP?
You're Mr. Perillo.
Yeah, call me Pat. Look at me, I'm shaking. You know, I've been like this ever since that punk rock mix-up in Philly.
Geez, I'm sorry. Anyway, this is Jennifer Marlowe.
Oh, so this is your Jennifer, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, Herb told me all about you.
Impossible.
You're a lucky man, Herb.
No, Pat, I'm...
Shh. All right, listen. Now, it's safer if we just settle this down here.
Now, I can't take another bust.
Bust?
Arrest.
Arrest?
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? We're talking...
Shh. Look. Now, the contract you sent me is fine, right? I got a check here for the whole $9,000. Now, the problem is you're a special fee.
Fee?
Kickback.
Now, I'm worried this guy Carlson isn't as dumb as you said.
Dumb?
Do you know that he didn't even hide the gross amounts in the contract? Now, I am worried.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Perill. I want to know exactly what...
Excuse us. What is it?
Relax. Just go stand over there by the trash can.
Jennifer.
Mr. Carlson, it is only a kickback if you pocket it. You won't.
Huh? No, it's wrong.
Not if all the money goes to the station. We need this account. And we want to prove Andy wrong, Herb.
Oh. Oh.
Mr. Perillo, listen, you have nothing to worry about, Pat. I can handle Carlson.
Herb, listen, I hope you're not offended, right? It's just that I got too much at stake to take your word about Carlson's incompetence.
Pat, this man knows Carlson inside and out.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but for me to sign, I gotta see for myself.
Let's go, Herb.
Bailey, I need a favor.
Here.
If somebody comes here looking for me, especially somebody big, I'm not here, okay? You haven't seen me.
Well, why don't you just go home?
Oh, sure. That's what they expect me to do. Think!
Bailey, Mr. Carlson is Herb.
Huh? Jennifer, what did you say?
Herb will be waiting in Mr. Carlson's office until he comes back from lunch.
He will.
Oh, look, I haven't got a lot of time. Will he be back soon?
Who?
Carlson.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm sure he will.
You are?
Good. Oh. I'm Pat Perillo.
I'm,
Bailey Quarters. Herb. Herb.
Oh, Pat, follow me, will you please?
Listen, I'm sorry to put you to all this trouble, Herb.
Huh?
Bailey, I don't have time to explain. But for the next hour, Mr. Carlson is Herb.
Okay.
Oh, and don't tell Andy. You know how he gets when he thinks he's right.
Oh, sure.
Now I have to find a Mr. Carlson.
May I help you?
A guy named Fever. I want him.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's not here.
He ain't at home either.
Really?
I'll wait. He'll show.
Mister, I.
Yeah?
He probably won't be back today.
So I'll wait till tomorrow.
Fine.
I don't like to wait.
No.
Hi, Bailey. Is Johnny around?
No.
Where is he?
I haven't seen him.
What?
He isn't here, and I haven't seen him, and that's all I'm saying.
Bailey?
Don't push me.
Jennifer?
No. Bailey.
Well, anyway, he's a sportsman, a fisherman, an avid reader, and this is where he likes to sit and think.
Listen, Herb, I gotta ask you this. Jennifer.
Whoa!
I mean, isn't Mrs. Tarlick at all suspicious?
Well, I don't think so. Of course, you only see her once or twice a year.
Here is our big guy. This is Pat Perillo.
Well, you've got quite a reputation, Mr. Carlson. I'm pleased to meet you.
Mr. Perillo?
Call me Pat, huh? Well, I see you've been bitten by the fishing bug, huh?
Where?
That means that you like to fish.
But I don't.
Well, Mr. Carlson, then we'll just get rid of all these stuffed fish. Why don't we all sit down?
Oh, yes. I fish.
Let's sit.
I'll sit here because it's my chair.
Listen, big guy. I wanted you to meet Pat because he's a new client of ours.
Good. Herb should be pleased.
He is.
You've seen him?
What's he talking about?
Jennifer?
Oh, sometimes Mr. Carlson forgets.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, don't apologize to me. Apologize to Herb.
I would if he were here.
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't mention it.
Herb tells me your mother takes an active interest in the station.
Of course she does.
How active?
Well, whenever it's a clear night and date and she tries to listen. Unless, of course, she's beating her rugs.
If I don't pay up, there's a guy waiting in my house going to turn me into a doorstop.
I'm sorry, John, but the market's really been rough.
Venus.
My cash flow is at bottom line.
This is me, man.
My leverage has been diluted to a 1.25.
Okay, I'll just go to Mexico. I'll become a DJ in Mexico. Adios.
John, you can hide out at my house.
Thank you. I knew you'd come through for me, brother.
Just for a couple of days.
Okay, and then you'll loan me the money.
No.
All right, Bailey. How's it going?
Are you fever?
No. You're Mr.
Dave. They said he was a little thin, blonde-headed guy. It's close. Very close.
Something's happening here.
Plenty.
Is Jennifer and Mr. Carlson back?
Sort of.
Where's Danny's mask? I got a lot of friends.
Fever?
Where? I've been looking for that deadbeat all over myself. Have you seen him around?
Oh, no, I haven't seen anyone for years.
Maybe we should just go look for him somewhere else.
Yes, yeah.
You're closer than the beefcake over there.
Now, wait just a minute. I hate to interrupt here.
Then don't.
Okay.
Did I introduce myself? I'm Andy Travis. I'm a program director here at WKRP. And this is my brother, Randy, and this is old Venus, of course.
Of course.
Well, Mr. Carlson, I see that everything I heard about you was true.
Well, not everything.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Mr. Perillo, would you like to meet some of my staff?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I don't think we have time for that, big guy.
We'll make the time, Herb. Mr. Perillo, this is my program director.
Andy Travis, real pleased to meet you. This is my brother Randy, and this here's old Venus, of course.
Of course.
We don't know who the mountainoid is.
That's Dave. He's looking for Johnny.
Wherever he is.
We'll let you get back to your office, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, but I was doing so much better.
Mr. Carlson, you're busy, busy, busy.
Oh, okay, I do have a big pile of stuff on my desk.
Mr. Carlson.
Oh, yes. That is my office, so that is where I work.
I'm sorry I doubted you. Carlson's a real Looney Tune.
Love the big guy anyway, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, well, listen, Herb, I think we can sign this contract on the way to the airport, huh? Yeah,
fine. I'll be out in a minute.
Maybe I could get a ride with you.
You can ride with me.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Dave.
In a little while, when I'm happy again because we've made a sale, remind me what's been said about me and by whom. A certain little salesman I know is going to suffer.
I'll go babysit the big guy.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see that the sales department is running like a well-oiled machine. Good work, Herb.
I'm just doing my job, Johnny.
Will you tell me, please, have I been replaced?
Sort of.
I don't have a job?
Well, no, you got Les's job. It's kind of confusing.
Carlson gave me his word.
Which one?
Which word?
Which Carlson? Listen, it's my turn to visit him. Check the list, huh?
That's all right, Johnny.
Well, I just want to get credit for this.
We decided to stop by since we were down in emergency with Andy.
Huh?
He's fine.
Yeah, no bones were broken. He'd like to see you, John.
Me?
He is your brother, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess he is. Well, take care of yourself, Herb.
I will.
Jennifer.
Oh, don't excite yourself. You have a few surprises coming.
Jennifer, guard the door. Herb, today's heart test didn't show any problems.
None.
Good. Means the old ticker's just kind of purring right along there, huh?
Oh, shoot. I should be out of here no later than tomorrow afternoon.
Don't count on it, Herb.